Hachette Audio presents How the King of Elfheim Learned to Hate Stories. Written by Holly Black. Read by Caitlin Kelly. A prince of faery, nourished on cat milk and contempt. Born into a family overburdened with heirs, with a nasty little prophecy hanging over his head. Since the hour of Cardan's birth, he has been alternately adored and despised. Perhaps it's no surprise that he turned out the way he did. The only surprise is that he managed to become the High King of Elfheim anyway. Some might think of him as a strong draft, burning the back of one's throat, but invigorating all the same. You might beg to differ. So long as you're begging, he doesn't mind a bit. 1. The King of Elfheim visits the mortal world. "This?" he demands, looking down at the waves far beneath them.
"This is how you traveled. What if the enchantment ended while Vivi wasn't with you?"
"I suppose I would have plummeted out of the air," Jude tells him, with troubling equanimity, her expression saying, "Horrible risks are entirely normal to me." Cardan has to admit that the ragwort steeds are swift, and that there is something thrilling about